Let's talk a little bit about metastatic disease, and you got a couple of cases here. How about this 43-year-old lady, originally 4 centimeter primary? She had a metastatic workup and found to have a liver met, which on biopsy was positive, ER positive, HER2 negative, and bone mets. So she presented with what appeared to be localized disease, but actually was found to have occult mets.
So this is, again, this is a premenopausal patient. And what I wanted to highlight was, again, another ASCO presentation when we look at giving a CDK4/6 inhibitor, in this case, ribociclib, in combination with endocrine therapy in premenopausal women and improving survival. This was pretty interesting data. This was the first data highlighting an improvement in survival with any CDK4/6 inhibitor. There's going to be other trials that are going to be presented soon, hopefully showing the same improvement in overall survival. But to me, there's a couple points to make. One, when we look at patients with liver metastases, oncologists are very fast to think about chemotherapy. And I think the benefit of having these CDK4/6 inhibitors is that we don't have to think that way anymore. These drugs work very fast. So within 2 months, you see already a separation in the curves between the endocrine-only arm and the endocrine plus CDK4/6 inhibitor arm. And so if they work fast enough, and they seem to work as fast as chemotherapy, if not faster, there's no reason why we should be subjecting these women to chemotherapy. And then the second, obviously, talking point is the fact that we can give a CDK4/6 inhibitor and get a benefit instead of just endocrine therapy, and the benefit is pretty substantial. Now, there was another presentation at ASCO looking at CDK4/6 inhibitors or capecitabine, and this was a Korean trial, and again, in premenopausal women, and it showed, maybe surprisingly to some, not to me, that the CDK4/6 inhibitor outperformed chemotherapy. And these were patients that could have received chemotherapy previously. So these were not just your first line metastatic breast cancer patients, but there was an improvement in progression-free survival. The response rate was relatively similar, numerically a little bit higher, if I recall correctly, with the CDK4/6 inhibitor. But again, you're comparing it to chemotherapy and you're getting better outcomes with the CDK4/6 inhibitor. So to us in breast cancer, that's something we haven't seen before.